KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A Western Iowa man was desperately searching for a place to eat Saturday afternoon when he finally settled on pizza from a convenience store in Guthrie Center. While there, Steve Petty bought a Powerball ticket and ended up winning a $1 million prize. He'd previously stopped at three restaurants, which were all closed.
If one of those other restaurants had been open, I may not have bought a ticket.
He claimed his prize Monday at Iowa Lottery headquarters in Des Moines. The 58-year-old Petty, who lives in Adair, works as a tax preparer and is the organist for the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church on the east side of Des Moines.
You can imagine driving from where I live to the east side of Des Moines. You put miles on your car quickly. And my 2004 Prius is at the 199,000-mile stage, and I'm not sure how much longer it will go. So a new car will come in handy in the near future.
Petty also plans to set aside some money for retirement and fix up his home to help care for his 95-year-old mother. She landed in the hospital last Thursday after taking a bad fall. Petty said his mother was minimally responsive on Friday morning, but her condition has since improved. He was at the hospital Sunday when he informed his neighbors of his good fortune.
And they came to the hospital and they said, "Have you validated your ticket?" And I said, "What does that mean?" And they had me sign my ticket, and one of them dropped me to the Casey store, and they put it in the machine, and there was that smiley, laughing,
whatever.
And it was indeed a $1 million winning ticket. I was overjoyed.
Petty says he's an infrequent customer of the Iowa Lottery.
I can definitely tell you I have invested under $30, and I can't tell you to the dollar. I think this million-dollar ticket came on a return of $22 to $28.
And after taxes, he'll collect $700,000. News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
An Atlantic Eagle Scout has embarked on a scouting project to outfit the Shulberg Quarry Recreation Area with park benches. The project is being undertaken by Casey Enan, who presented a pine wood prototype of the bench before the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board during their meeting Monday evening. Enan plans to place at least a dozen benches around both lakes at locations to be determined, but several are expected to be placed along the walking trail. The handmade wooden benches will be sunk into pea gravel so they can't easily be pulled out. They'll cost $120 each or $1,200 altogether. Enan will be looking for local sponsors for the benches. He's already received donations from some local businesses, groups, and individuals. And for more information, you can contact Roger Herring at the Parks and Rec Department in Atlantic. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested last night on a charge of domestic abuse assault, second offense. Troy W. Schneckloth was taken into custody at his residence following an investigation into a reported domestic disturbance. Officials say there were no reported victims during the incident. Schneckloth was arrested without incident and was held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. Three men were arrested over the weekend in Atlantic, one of them twice, according to the Atlantic Police Department. 52-year-old Brian Balkin of Lewis was arrested Sunday on a charge of serious assault. That same day, 25-year-old David Tyler Anderson of Atlantic was arrested for driving under suspension. Anderson was also arrested Saturday on the same charge, in addition to a possession of a controlled substance charge. On Saturday, 37-year-old Gregory Storjahan of Walnut was arrested for driving while barred. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. An Audubon man was arrested late Monday morning for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. The Sheriff's Department said 64-year-old James Mason Edwards faces a charge of OWI second offense following an incident in the 1800 block of J Avenue. He was taken into custody at around 11 a.m. Monday and brought to the Audubon County Jail. Edwards later posted a $2,000 cash bond and was released. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:11.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcement, Richard Dick Rote, age 77 of Redfield and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Dick Rote will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Alice Bornhoft, age 89 of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alice Bornhoft will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Ronald Purdy, age 91 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ronald Purdy will be today at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Arlene Wegner, age 82 of Manning, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Wegner will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jane Wessling, age 75 of Anita, died Friday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Jane Wessling will be today at 10:30 at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Gudrun Jacobson, age 87 of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Gudrun Jacobson will be held on Tuesday today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Carolyn Vonamy, age 88 of Arcadia and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Carolyn Vonamy will be held this Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Fredrickson, age 93 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Faye Fredrickson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Arlene Lystead, age 94 of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Arlene Lystead will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Grace Gall, age 70 of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Grace Gall will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joanne Johnson, age 78 of Weston, Missouri, and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joanne Johnson will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. John Hatfield, age 50 of Anita, died February 10th. Memorial services for John Hatfield will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Anita American Legion Hall. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Lorraine Ely, age 86 of Lyman, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Lorraine Ely will be on Saturday at 11:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Frank Silk, age 93 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Silk will be this Saturday at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Janice Otto, age 84 of Manning, died Tuesday today at the Manning Plaza. Services for Janice Otto are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.